Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, band member, how you doing?
Me? I'm totally fabulous.
Yeah, look, I was thinking, we gotta get a new album out for the record, right?
Right.
What if we make an album that's actually a Book of the Dead?
Book of the Dead? Oh my god, that's so, like, surreal.
I'm gonna go ask our manager, Mel. Mel, what do you think?
Mel!
I don't want to be here anymore. That's what I think.
Wow. So rude.
Wow.
So rude. I don't think we should talk like this for the whole podcast because I cannot keep it up.
Speaking of keeping things up, it's oldie but a goodie. Welcome. No, I like that. No.
That's us, keeping it up since 1987.
Yep. All right. It's the podcast. We talk about movies from the year 1987 in the order they're released. My name is Sandro. That other voice is Zach.
Yeah.
This week we're talking about The Gate, and joining us from twitch.tv/Melissa May Plays is Mel May. Hello.
Oh, hi there. How are we?
Totally fabulous.
Totally fab.
Absolutely spec. Spectacular.
Okay, I'm going to need you guys to stop that.
That's fair.
We're talking about a movie called The Gate, and I'm going out on a limb here and saying this is the best film of the year since Raising Arizona.
This is the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. And I just want to say before we start, to completely butt in here, I'm kind of mad that I'm never going to get that hour and a half back.
Okay, so we've got some slightly divided opinions about this movie.
Excuse me. You texted me, Mel, saying I am laughing so hard at this movie right now, and now you're saying it's the worst thing you've ever seen.
Because it's meant to be horror. I don't think I'm meant to laugh in a horror.
That's true.
You know? Yeah.
Well, so. I actually disagree. Laughter and horror, that's like a coping mechanism sometimes, you know? You know?
Yep.
So I feel like they go hand in hand almost sometimes.
I mean, yeah, if I was getting chased by Michael Myers, I would be laughing. So, yeah. That's it. Mm. Coping mechanism.
Yep.
I reckon.
No, it's definitely not a serious horror.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was very fun and funny. And was I scared at any point? No, of course not. I watched it during the day.
Okay, you weren't going to be scared if you watched it at night.
Nah, probably not.
This was my first thought. This was literally my first thought is if I was a teenager in 1987, I went to the movies to watch this film, I would not have walked out and be like, that was horrifying. But do you think that maybe it was a different kind of feel back then? Like, they would have walked out and be like, that was horrifying.
It was a different time.
I think it would be less horrifying, more like, wow, that was pretty cool, you know? Like, the effects and other things like that.
Yeah, it reminds me of, like, Goosebumps.
I thought Doctor Who.
Yeah, or Doctor Who, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just don't know how they classify that as a horror.
I think this was supposed to be, like, also a kids' movie sort of thing, you know?
Well, that's what I thought, like, family adventure.
I kind of got that kids' movie vibe until someone's face melted, and I went, ah, I don't know anymore.
No, but here's the thing. It's from 1987. That's when R-rated movies were PG.
Oh, yeah, you know? Raiders of the Lost Ark and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if that's PG and that has a face melt, we have a face melt over here, that's PG, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't get the horror classification, that's all. Because then you have the same category of Halloween, Friday, Nightmare. Legitimately scary films, even back then.
Friday's like, not scary, though.
Okay, Jason is scary. How dare you?
You two, split it up. No, Sandro.
Can I punch you through here?
Yeah, no. I'm putting my hands. Hands in front of both of you. You gotta stop.
So what's the other classification of this film then? Horror and something else? Like family adventure?
Horror fantasy? Horror comedy. Horror...
horror comedy.
Kids.
No, but it's not a kid. It was like preteen kind of like...
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, like 13 and up. Like PG-13.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know.
It's... But then the main character's 9.
Yeah, then I got, like, Home Alone vibes. I was like, what the fuck is this film? Like, there was just a lot of different... A lot of different movies were going through my head, and not one of them was, like, anything to do with horror.
Yeah. Ah, well, speaking of different movies going through your head and them not being horror, yet still being scary, this week's podcast is brought to you by Patreon. This week, we reviewed Mortal Kombat.
Woo!
Oh!
The original. The 95.
Oh, the OG.
One, which is where the scary OG comes from, because, oh boy.
Have you guys seen the new one?
Yes, we have. Have you?
No.
Oh.
I don't have time for the movies.
Aren't you glad you wasted an hour and a half?
Yes. I am so glad that I spent my beautiful free time watching this trash.
Oh, sweet summer child. They get much worse.
Oh, this is...
They get much worse than this one.
As I said, this is one of the best films we've done.
Yeah.
But yeah, Patreon, it's up there. If you want to keep the lights on, you can help us out by joining that. But also, no obligations. Anyway, Zach, I chose this week's movie. What were me other options, mate?
Me other options? All right. I got your options here. We got Ishtar.
Ooh.
A bunch of big old songwriters somehow stumble into a Cold War standoff.
It's probably racist.
Yes. I believe we discussed this before. It looked very racist. And then we have Personal Services. The story of a madame of a suburban brothel catering to older men. And it's directed by Monty Python's Terry Jones.
So one racist film and one that sounds too serious for us.
So we could have done Ishtar or Personal Services, but we didn't. Instead, we did this movie about a hole in the ground that summons Satan.
Well, actually, no, that's probably the better choice. Mm. Although the Personal Services one doesn't sound too bad.
It's probably
suburban
good.
Brothel catering to older men. I mean, you know, it's a kink.
We'll talk about The Gate, though. It was released May 15th. It's directed by Tibor Takacs, who has done heaps of those, like, low-budget sci-fi disaster movies that are made to trick your mum into renting them at Blockbuster. Stuff like Ice Spiders and Mega Snake or Reptiloid versus Shark Person.
I mean, did you make those names up?
I made the last one up. First two were real.
Wow.
Wait, Mega Incredible. Snake?
Mega Snake, yep.
That's a film?
Yep.
Can we watch that one next?
Oof, all right.
What kind of snake?
Oh.
You've just said you hated this film and you didn't want to waste time.
Yeah, the Mega Snake might be good.
Yeah, no, it's not. They never are.
Different, could be erotica.
Oh,
you're thinking of a different Mega Snake.
Oh, we should have warned people up top to not Google Melissa May Plays. Just don't Google that.
Oh.
We should have.
Oh, you know what? I had that thought as well. Yeah. I'm a horror streamer on Twitch. I'm not the porn star. I just want to, so straight out the back there, if you Google Melissa May Plays with spaces in between it, you'll find a different sort of, like, genre. Maybe horror, but no.
Yeah.
I'm just stream horror games on Twitch.
Yes. Yeah, well, we should have mentioned that up top.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because there may be some people that have already Googled and now they think that you're doing this with a porn star. And now Mega Snake makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, dear. The director also directed the original Sabrina TV movie that kickstarted that whole thing. So, there we go.
Okay.
It's written by Michael Nankin, who had a big hand in Battlestar Galactica and Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Okay. Nice.
Went on to do things. And obviously, the visual effects are a big part of this movie, so it makes complete sense that whoever did the visual effects would go on to do more impressive effect work. That is the case here. Randall William Cook went on to make The Brave Little Toaster.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
He also did the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll probably lead with that one.
No. I think he very much led with the more prominent movies.
Yeah, Brave Little Toaster.
Brave. all those special effects in the toaster film.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, that one's also quite a famous one. So yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Brave Little Toaster. Yeah, it's famous for it being horrifying.
Oh, it's that kids' film. It's also super dark.
Yeah, it's like actually super dark in the end.
I want to Google it. I'll Google it later.
It had a pretty dark twist. It goes from happy family movie to what is happening? This is a kids movie.
Does he Does he kill his friends or something?
He jumps into a bath and murders everyone. No, that's not what happens.
No. Oh my god!
I don't know what happens. No spoilers.
Okay, no spoilers. Mm. I'll watch it later. No, I won't. Not wasting any more time on shit movies.
Oh dear, we still got a lot of this to get through. The cast. This is the screen debut of Stephen Dorff. He's the main character, Glenn, who I think was maybe 12-ish. I'm not sure. It's weird for me to be watching a film with a kid whose name is Glenn, because Glenn is just not a kid name.
Mm. No, but it would have been back then. Because, like, you know now, like, a lot of, like, Glens are, like, what, 40, 50?
Yeah. But back then, it would have been the kid name of choice, you
like
know?
A Ruth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a bit weird for a kid to be Glenn, but...
When the mum was like, Glenn, come here, I was expecting the guy to come around and be like, oh, yeah, hey, how's it going? No, that's what happens.
Nope.
Yeah, no, I didn't expect that one, very specifically, but, you know...
Anyway, the actors in Blade, True Detective, did some voice work in Far Cry. One of those child actors that keeps working. Good on him.
You've missed the most important movies he's done. Like Leatherface.
Oh, yeah, he did do Leatherface.
A horror suspense movie about a guy with a leather face.
I mean, it's the prequel to Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah. It sucks.
He did Space Truckers. Space Truckers, classic sci-fi.
Look, I wasn't going to bring these ones up, but...
he did Alone in the Dark, which currently has a 1% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, no. Is that the lowest movie ever?
No. There's 0% is out there. He also has one of those, but I didn't want to bring it up.
Oh, no.
Ah, it's a shame. He's good in this movie for most of it.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good kid actor. There's also Terry, his best friend Terry, who's played by Lewis Tripp. Now, he hasn't done much, but he has been in a singular episode of a TV show called Rin Tin Tin, Canine Cop.
Oh, no.
Which is a show about a police dog and it has over 100 episodes. The best part about that show, though, is the main human character of that show is this guy called Hank Katz. And so the original title of the show was Cats and Dogs.
Oh.
I hated that. Moving on.
That was awful.
And Krista Denton plays the sister, Al. She hasn't done much else aside from that. So, reception, 60% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's certified fresh.
Nice.
Until you look at the audience score, which is 44%, which is not fresh at all.
No.
That's not. No. But that's exactly what I would say. So, if not less.
6.1 out of 10 on IMDb, though. Yep. Pretty mixed. A lot of people were like, it's like if Steven Spielberg made a Stephen King movie, which is, fair enough.
I see it. Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. It had a sort of Stephen King sort of vibe.
Yeah, I see that.
With the whole, like, weird shit.
A lot of weird shit. Small demon baby things that could easily be drop-kicked. So.
Yeah. I was waiting for someone to just punt one.
Yeah, just, like, yeet it.
Yeah.
Like, they're tiny. Like, come on.
So it cost about $6 million, which is pretty expensive considering it's all shot in one house, but there's a lot of stop-motion stuff going on there.
Yeah, there's a lot of special effects. To be fair, they were quite impressive.
They were.
I felt.
Zach, what do you think it made in the US box office?
I'm thinking 12.
Ooh.
I'm thinking a good old 12-er.
Mel.
Oh. So it was what, produced for 6?
Yes. I'm guessing 12.
I'm going to say 18.
Ooh. Zach is closer. It made 13.5 million.
Ah, okay. There you go.
Damn.
But it also got a cult following on video because people were like, this is dumb.
Yeah, I know.
This is dumb.
I'm glad it made double its profit.
It's not bad.
Before we jump into the synopsis, there's, of course, taglines. The taglines of the movie. Because taglines, Mel, they're great. They're very funny.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
They're here and they want to meet the neighbors.
Kinky, that's, yeah, okay.
That's awful. What?
Yep, next.
There's a passageway, a gate behind which the demons wait to take back what was once theirs.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that was the plot of the movie. Okay,
yeah, yep. That was the whole movie summed up in 5 seconds, so yeah.
Yep. And finally, they have opened the gate. Pray it's not too late.
Oh, that one.
Ooh.
Definitely that one. But I also like the neighbours one. I don't know.
The neighbours one's terrible because they don't bring in the neighbours.
I know, there's no neighbours involved.
If the neighbours were there for like 1 second of the movie, maybe.
No neighbours, just the stupid friends that had shit hair.
Yeah.
What do you mean? That hairstyle was all the rage.
That chick. Okay, first of all, that's what's her face? Kelly from the OC, the mum in the OC. And she, her hair was another issue.
That was part of the horror.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the horror. That was more scary than the whole freaking film.
Yeah, blatant homophobia, scarier than anything in the movie.
Oh, yeah, there was some language in there. Like, not, like, swear words, but, like, derogatory, like, gross stuff.
Her fringe was trying to, like, ascend.
I think the last tagline, though, for sure. Can you repeat it?
They have opened the gate. Pray it's not too late.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Yeah, I feel like that one's good. Okay. It's got a little rhymey thing. It summarizes the movie. Yeah.
And the way you say it, yeah, I like it.
They have opened the gate. Pray it's not too late.
Pray it's not too late.
Pray it's not too late.
All right, we'll go through the plot of the movie. Mel, very important part of movies from the 80s, as Zach and I well know, is the font that they opened the movie with.
Yeah, the font. You definitely took note of the font, yeah?
Yeah, there's always different, like, really bold kind of fonts or, like, kind of scary-looking fonts and stuff like that. Okay, well, I'm not going to remember the font, let me tell you that. It was yesterday. I have the worst memory in the history of the world.
Yeah,
when
you're
like, we're going to get you to like watch the movie, I was like, oh, well, shit, I'm going to not remember it like 2 hours later. So that's good.
Well, we remember because these were some big red fuzzy text.
Juicy. Yum, yum, yum.
Nom, nom, nom. Munch on that.
Why are we frothing over text?
It's like a watermelon just waiting to be eaten.
Juicy.
Juicy. Oh my god.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, now I've got weird imagery relating to the text, Mel. Thank you.
I know, it's weird. Why? It's weird. You brought it up.
Anyway, yeah, it was big red text.
Yeah.
That was it. Had some spooky music, though. Ooh.
Do, 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 do. Yeah, it was cool.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I got Stranger Things vibes from it from the start.
That's what I got as well. You get that vibe. Because it's got the classic, like, kid on a bike with his red jacket.
Yep.
You know, intro thing.
Yep. With the siblings and the siblings' friends and everything. And everyone's getting involved.
Yeah, biking was all the rage back then. Everybody was on bikes.
It really did just, like, throw you into it, though. Because it opens with Glenn riding his bike, going inside, and then immediately the music cuts off and it's just trying to be, like, spooky.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's immediately, like, all his family's dead or something, and I'm like, is this a fake out? And then it took forever, but it was a fake out, but it took so long. I wrote down, oh, I guess it isn't a fake out. I guess we're just starting off with demons. Nope, it was. It was a dream sequence.
Nope, it was a dream.
Yeah, he dreams that, yeah, his family has gone missing and that also lightning has struck his treehouse.
My God, the worst thing to possibly happen.
Yeah.
No, but he was in it, wasn't he?
I think so.
That was how he woke up because he had, like, died.
Yes.
Death by lightning in the treehouse.
I think it was actually death by crushed by treehouse.
Yeah, crushed wood. Oh, God.
But then he wakes up. I'm alive. That creepy doll was there. Did that come back at the end?
Yep, yeah, creepy doll came back at the end.
Did it do anything?
It reminded him of his sister.
What? I didn't get that.
There was a weird moment at the end. We'll get to it, but there was a very odd moment at the end.
I'm like, what? I remember the doll, but I didn't see the relevance of it.
Yeah, no, it seemed pretty irrelevant to me as well.
Yeah.
Let's add this creepy doll in here. Because why not? It's already a shit movie. Let's make it shit up.
Whoa.
Okay. You're not sponsored by the movie. Calm down. Don't take it personally.
But I enjoyed this movie and I've based my entire personality around it. And now I'm angry.
How dare you? By shitting on this movie, you've shit on me.
I'm so sorry. No, I'm not.
Yeah, he's woken up by construction people or just tree choppers. I don't know what they are. They're chopping up the tree with the treehouse on it.
Ah, yes, the local tree choppers.
Mm-hmm.
That's their job.
And they remove the tree, and underneath the tree...
Big hole.
There's a big hole.
Just a big hole.
Big hole.
Big, gaping hole.
Yep.
Are you... Did we get the right Melissa May?
Yeah, so they remove the tree, and of course, under every tree house is a gate to hell. That's just a known fact.
Obviously.
It's not obvious that it is a gate to hell at first, though, because there's this, like, geode there, and I was thinking maybe aliens? Maybe it could be an asteroid sort of thing?
Well, maybe the demons were aliens, ooh, you know?
Maybe. I didn't think, like, gate to hell. Like, that wasn't what... Yeah, I thought more kind of, like, sci-fi kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Before I thought, like, demons.
Well, maybe that's the thing. Maybe the ancient societies called them demons because they kind of looked different. But maybe they were aliens the whole time.
Maybe.
Ooh. And the only people that knew was that one rock band.
Yep.
We'll get to that. That's one of the funniest parts of the movie.
We'll get to that, too.
Yeah.
It's a lot to cover.
So the hole's there. It's fuming away. There's heaps of dry ice inside the hole.
Classic.
And Glenn's looking into it with his friend Terry. And his friend Terry almost gets pulled in and everyone's like, spooky, spooky noises. But he's fine.
He's fine.
But Terry's like, dude, we gotta find more of them geodes. It's worth like $100.
A whole hundo.
A hundo.
Dude, I'd jump into hell to find a geode for $100. Yeah, hell yeah.
Exactly.
They also find a massive one. I'm like, how are they lifting that?
Oh, because it's made out of plastic.
Oh, it's a fake prop.
It's fake.
Oh, that's how they're lifting it. Sorry, yeah. That makes so much more sense. They find a beach ball-sized geode.
Yeah.
That thing's got to be worth, like, at least $1,000.
Wow, we're also introduced to his sister, Al, whose actual name is Alexandra, but everyone calls her Al, even though she hates it. So that's... Yep. It's part of the movie. Also, there was a quote that I wrote down just because it was very funny and terribly written. They're talking because Glenn has this rocket ship that he really wants to launch with his sister, but we get the line where he's like, well, ever since I burnt a hole in the roof, my dad says I can't launch rockets without supervision. I just thought that was a funny line.
Yep.
Very, very poorly written.
Like the rest of the movie.
Nah, I liked it. Good film. Parents are going away for 3 days, so all the kids will be left at home.
I'm sure nothing will go wrong.
We also get some exposition on his best friend Terry. His mum passed away, and that's why he's dark and satanic.
I'm just saying, for the first time that you leave your kids home, they're going to open a gate to hell. So just don't do it.
Don't do it in advance.
Imagine you leave your kids at home for the first time, you know, ever, and they just open a gate to hell. And it's like, of all the things to do while we're away.
All the things, yeah.
Well, that's not the first thing they do. The first thing they do is they throw a party.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, because this is the 80s, and that's what you do when your parents go away.
House parties.
Did the party look fun, Mel? Would you go to that party?
No, that party did not look fun. Nope.
I don't know. That dog's going to get a beer, you know? That sounds like a fun party. Hey, somebody get this dog a beer.
Yeah.
is one of my favorite quotes.
They crack open the geo to see what's inside. And the dust from inside the geo makes markings on a piece of paper. And Mel, if that happened to you, if you were hanging out with your pal, Jerry.
Jerry?
Terry.
Terry.
Yep.
Or Jerry.
Or Jemima.
Yeah,
whoever
yeah.
you want to hang out
yeah,
with.
Yeah, whoever. Whoever I'm hanging out with, yeah.
And you found this giant rock in a hole filled with spooky dry ice. And you crack it open. and it makes markings in a piece of paper, what would you then do?
I would be leaving. I would burn the house down.
Oh.
Was that extreme?
How would burning the house down...
Because, like I would already be like, nope, there's spirits in here. Like, there's something weird.
So you burn the house down.
Yeah. Okay, it was dramatic. It was a panic moment.
Yeah. I feel like you didn't think that one through at all.
It was extreme.
You just pissed off the spirits now.
I'd like to change my answer.
Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there. You've probably pissed off the spirits. You've now got a burnt down house. Your house is burnt down and the spirits are even more pissed at you.
And now the walls are gone. They're loose. Yeah.
Okay, I've made a mistake, clearly. This is what would happen. I'd panic in any sort of mild horror situation. I would panic. Yeah. Like, there's just no... I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, I'm glad you're not at my house when, you know, a horror movie starts. Otherwise, it's like, what are you doing? I'm burning your house down. Why? There's a serial killer on the loose. How is burning my house down got anything to do with it?
Okay, it was an extreme reaction, but you don't know how you'd react, okay? So don't judge me on my behaviours.
I might instantly go to arson, you know? I never know.
Oh, okay.
Well, both of you are missing the point, because the movie needs to happen. If you were in that scenario, you'd be like, oh, the movie needs to happen. So, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, I would read out the words in a strange voice to summon demons.
Yeah.
No, you'd be freaked out, okay? You would. I'd run away.
Those words were barely legible. As well.
The words?
Yeah, the words. I was like, I can't read this at all.
Read that at all. Yeah. It looked like one of those, you know, those stupid things that you used to draw on and they'd come up.
Yeah.
You know, do you know what I'm talking about? I don't know even how to describe that.
Absolutely. I know. No, I know exactly.
Do you actually know what I'm talking about? And you'd have that pen that wasn't a pen, but you'd write on it and come up in that weird.
Yeah.
It looked like that.
Wasn't that like a magnet thing?
Yeah, like a magnet kind of drawing tablet kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. Couldn't read it for shit.
Yeah, that's what it was, I think. Because they were more popular back in the day.
Maybe. Anyway, they read it and the movie's like spooky stuff. And we're like, ooh.
Very scared. Very
the geo glows. Ooh. maybe it contained compressed oxygen.
Yeah.
You know.
Then they go downstairs and we get an entirely useless scene, but I loved it, where this one teen at the party is trying to practice levitation.
Yep.
Yes.
She doesn't come back as well. I'm like, what? Who is this character? Why was she only in it? Why did she come back?
I was really confused by this part. Because on one side, I was like, okay, it's already like a stupid movie.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I was like, why add this in? Like, why?
It's pretty.
Why do none of them acknowledge the fact that they managed to levitate someone afterwards?
I think a lot of this movie, because... Like, we don't see the creatures from the hole until, like, 50 minutes into the film. The first 50 minutes are just kind of wasting time.
It's so... I was like, when are we going to get somewhere? That's how I felt for most of the movie. And then it's, like, the last 10 minutes there was some action. And I was like, okay, well, the movie's finished now.
Yeah.
But also, like... There's so many things, these hoops that they have to go to open the gate to hell, and they're just randomly doing them all. It's very dumb. It's very dumb. Because the stars have to align perfectly, they have to read out the thing, they have to have someone levitate.
Yes.
Like, they have to have that one. And there just so happens to be this weird... spiritual girl who's like, I can make people levitate. Let's do that, you know. At this party, you know. If one of these things hadn't happened, none of this movie would happen, but of course.
It's so weird. It's so weird.
It was really strange.
So they levitate this child.
They levitate Glenn.
Glenny boy.
And he actually, like, flies around the room. And then he falls over. And then she's like, oh, I guess I'll never do that again. I'm like, what?
Yep.
That was so weird.
It's the 80s. You could build a television career off doing that. Like, you're going to do it again.
That's true. But also, he smashes the light figures. Just say, when the parents get home, they're going to be like, why are the light figures broken, you know? How did this happen?
I feel like they'd question a lot more than that.
There's a lot more damage I want to bring up.
This is very much like a Zathura sort of film where the house is just destroyed. The house is slowly more and more destroyed.
The phone gets melted. It's not a good time.
Speaking of getting destroyed, Terry is walking downstairs after this whole situation and he sees the ghost of his mum and he's like, "Mother, let's embrace." And they dance around the room. And it's all nice. You're like, oh, Terry is reunited with his ghost mum.
Definitely, I was like, yep, that's definitely his mum. Absolutely. I'm sure there's not going to be a twist where she's actually still dead.
Turns out it's actually the dog, and he's murdered the dog. Maybe? Or was the dog already murdered?
No.
Who knows?
The dog's life during this movie was very confusing for me, because I feel like it was alive and dead like 7 times.
Yep.
Mourning the loss of the dog multiple times. It was very conflicting.
poor dog dies. Single tear.
So, yeah, now they've got a dead dog they got to deal with. Although I like the way that Glenn deals with it. He just kind of talks to himself and he says, yeah, he was pretty old.
Yep.
Moving on.
Moving on.
He was 97 in dog years.
So then Terry goes back home and we see this denim vest that he's wearing. We see that he's really into like super cheesy rock opera.
Yeah, the house is a mess, by the way. That dad needs to get like a maid or something. You know, I get it. Your wife's dead, but clean the shit up, man.
How does he realize the album is a Book of the Dead?
I think, no, because the song says the same things that they read out loud.
Oh,
It has the demonic words, and he's like, wait a minute, we just read those words out aloud.
Oh, yeah.
Over at his house, you know. Uh-oh, did we accidentally open a gate to hell? Oh, no.
Yeah.
And then he goes through the whole album and is like, oh, my God, we got to make sure we didn't open a gate to hell.
Oh, my God, he's going to kill her, and then he's going to kill me.
Kill me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, Gregory is being Trez uncool.
Gregory? Did we just add another fucking character?
No. I'm calling him George, Gregory, whatever.
Any G word.
Yeah. Any 50-year-old name I can think of, you know? He's being Trez uncool, guys. Trez uncool.
Why? Why was he being Trez uncool?
I don't know. That's just what the quote that the girl says is Trez uncool.
Oh,
and I was like,
that's right. Because he's got a feud with his sister's probo friends.
Yeah,
exactly. And they think he's Trez uncool.
Trez uncool. I used to say that.
Really?
Did you?
No.
Good.
I was about to say because that's Trez uncool.
No, I actually feel like I did when I was, like, in grade 7.
Oh, well.
As, like, a joke, I think. I think we used to be like, that's Trez uncool. Never mind, moving on.
So, the lover boy, as he's known, is tasked with taking their dog to the vet while the others go to the beach or something.
But he takes the dog to the center of animal control, which is not the vet. And then he says, no rooms in this hospital.
Yeah, they're closed. They're closed at the time.
Oh.
And so he's like, no rooms here, buddy. Guess we gotta go somewhere else.
And so he buries the dog in the hole in their backyard.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. He causes the gates of hell to open up because he doesn't go and dispose of this dog properly.
So it's his fault. What was his name? We don't even know him, do we?
We know he's called Lover Boy, which is what I'm going to refer to him. If he had just gone to the vet properly or not put the dog in the hole, the whole gates of hell wouldn't have opened.
But then he put all the turf back up and it was fine. There was no hole anymore.
Oh, yeah, yep. Yeah. He filled the hole in.
He filled the hole. Shit.
Ooh, Loverboy filled the hole.
Loverboy did fill the hole. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. Yeah, that's enough of that.
Melissa May plays.
Okay, I'm just going to point out that the kids have been digging up geodes. they're probably going to go back to that hole and dig it open again for more geodes. And what are they going to find? The dead dog.
Just a little skeleton dog.
So, yeah, they talk about this demon ritual, and he's like, yeah, we needed a sacrifice. It doesn't need to be human, though. But it's okay, because we didn't put it in the hole. Wah, wah.
Wah, wah. Oh, and I definitely want to bring up that the songs tell you how to open the gate, but if you want to know how to close the gate, you got to play the album backwards.
Yeah.
Cool.
God, it was dumb.
Oh, yeah, I love that stuff, you know?
Was the Satanic Panic in 87? I think it might have been.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was definitely around that time.
And this kind of feels like it's making fun of the Satanic Panic, which I'm always on board for.
What is that?
So that was when Christian mums thought that all their kids were getting into Satanism because of Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I think it might be Tom Hanks's first ever movie is like this propaganda film against Dungeons and Dragons, and it's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
Like a young Tom Hanks.
He's super young and he's like, yeah, I'm a wizard.
I'm a wizard.
And it was metal, like Magic the Gathering, D&D, all the like nerdy stuff. I guess metal's not super nerdy, but you can be.
Oh, I can associate it.
And like rock and roll, all of it was just super satanic and they were all bunched together.
This is so interesting, wow.
So they also talk about, I believe, the band and how they knew about summoning the old ones and then all died in a plane crash.
All died in a plane crash.
They made this album of how to summon the demon lords and then all died in a plane crash. Unlucky.
Unlucky.
Yeah. Oh, it's so dumb. It's such a stupid film. Then it continues just being more dumb because they're, like, walking around the house and they just happen to find the dad's gun. And you're like, oh, that's going to come back.
Yeah, literal gun on the mantelpiece there.
Oh, we get an incredible line, though.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn, he's arguing with his sister's probo friends. And he says the line, suck my nose until my head caves in.
I forgot about that. Yep.
Could I have to use that one later on?
That's, like, I don't... Like, what?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a really awful thought.
Yeah, because it's like, bite my... eat my shorts, that sort of thing.
But
you know?
it's like... nothing like that. Like, it's so much more disgusting. Yeah. Like, what?
Well, I think that's the
suck
idea.
Suck my nose. Know? Like, no, don't ever.
Until my head came. Like...
Yeah, like, I don't...
I don't...
What a threat, yeah, like, Jesus.
I don't know.
So strange.
Anyway, so they all go to bed, and the window outside throughout this movie has been slowly filling up with moths.
Mm.
Till at this point, there's just hundreds of moths on his... or in this case, like, 20, maybe. on his window, and they're all battering away, going crazy, and he's like, so he closes the blinds, but the blinds spling open again, and they're all back, and then they smash through the window.
They swarm him as well.
Yeah, they swarm him. That's horrifying, though.
Yeah, actually, I was kind of scared by that. Like, that freaked me out the most, I think.
That's probably the scariest thing of this movie.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I don't like moths, so I actually was a bit like, ugh. Like, get off me kind of feels, you know.
Like, they were so obviously green screened on, it looked horrifying. I was like, oh.
They look like, I don't know, like paper. Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, special effects.
So he runs to get his sister, and she's like, what the hell's going on?
And then they all go into where Terry's sleeping, and he's sleeping through, like, all of this. Everyone's yelling, and they're all like, Terry's still sleeping. So they go over to the bed, they lift back the covers, and it's not Terry, it's the dead dog.
What?
Oh, that's right, and he looks quite dramatic. Like, that's when his tongue's all out and he's all bloody, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's been replaced by the dead dog. You forgot the best bit, which was Terry walks up behind them and is like, what's going on? And they look back at him and she's like, oh, haha, very funny. And she reveals that it's a dead dog and is like, ah!
Yeah. And then a giant grey hulking hand comes out of the bed and grabs one of them. Can't remember which one.
The girl, yeah.
It's the girl first and then it's...
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then they run out of the bedroom, and then there's someone at the door. They immediately like, oh, who's this at the door? And it's Mum and Dad! Yay! And so they immediately don't question things and run. And the kid runs to his dad, and his dad picks him up in a great big hug and then starts to strangle him as his face melts.
Yeah, and so Glenn's like, yep. Stop choking me, Dad, or I'm going to push my hand into your face. And that's what he does. He pushes his hand into his face, and the hand just goes all the way through. It's like an egg face. It cracks.
And then it like, sprays goo.
Yeah, it's weird.
That was gross. That was disgusting.
Also, the dad said, you've been, like, a bad boy
you've
or something.
You've been a bad boy.
Yeah, he says that a couple times. He says that on the phone as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, like, isn't... Because, like, usually they would do that if it was, like, an abusive dad.
Yes.
They would do that sort of thing where it's, like, the zombie dad, he's walking around being like, you've been a bad boy. In this, he seems like a nice dad, so I don't really know where that came from.
I think it was just, like, they've been bad in general and the demons maybe just trying to torture them.
Like, they had a house party, so, you know, yeah. Bit wild. Like, calm down.
The mother then just gives out a cackle and she, like, melts.
No, her head falls off. That's a key part.
Sorry, yes. How could I forget that the head fell off and turned into, like, a gooey mess with maggots and stuff?
Mm.
Yeah, it was a bit gross.
And then the grossest thing of all happens. The dad falls over and turns into a bunch of tiny little demon boys.
Gremlins! Yeah.
This is the part when I started laughing. This is the part when I messaged you and I was like, what the fuck is happening here?
But it's good because we saw these little gremlin things in the album covers.
Yeah.
You know, there was like a little...
Yeah,
little...
they were just... They were weird looking. You just kick them. Like, you would just step on them.
Yeah.
Like, it's... Like, you don't need to let them rule your life.
Oh, but they bite you.
Just yeet them with your foot.
Get the lawnmower out, you know? Just go...
Just get the golf club out. Like, just... golf practice. Not toads. Just these little demon babies.
But it's like their numbers are definitely the most scary things because you get swarmed by them.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah, well...
I definitely not want to be stuck down a hole with a swarm of them. That would suck.
That would suck. That would be the least ideal situation.
No, I'd rather get my nose sucked before I do that.
All right.
I would not.
No, I think I'd rather the demons.
Yeah. You're alone in that one, Sandra.
Well, all right. I'll just be over here getting my nose sucked while you two are in a hole with demons. Yeah.
Is that a kink for you? Like, what is that?
Matt, moving on! They finally go to phone the police or something, and then the phone implodes.
Does it melt into the thing? Melts into the wall?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the phone lights on fire, the actual phone bit lights on fire, and the bit on the wall melts in on itself.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, is a bit of a bummer.
Like, all this stuff isn't scary, but I don't know, I really enjoyed it. I was having a lot of fun. I really liked particularly the moment where they go down into the basement and there's, like, all the pictures on the wall have been replaced with, like, pictures of, like, the family, but they're dead.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's cool.
I like that, yeah.
It's very chaotic, I don't know.
Just, like, small things like that. It's not scary, but it's, like, it's kind of spooky, kind of goosebumpsy.
Yeah.
That sort of vibe, round the twist, you know, dumb, fun.
But not horror. Like, that's the only confusing thing for me is that how it can be a horror classification.
Yeah, it's like, what else do you classify it as, though? That's the thing.
Well, family adventure time. But those demon things, like, I don't know. Like, Sloth from the fucking Goonies was scarier than those demon things.
Yeah, but it's not scary for you, but maybe for the 10-year-old in the audience, you know? Maybe. He's terrified.
Yeah.
What if he grabs his dad's head and it explodes into goo?
But then, as a 10-year-old, like, would you go see, a horror classification? Like, I don't think I've ever, when I was younger.
Oh, yeah. Gremlins and Ghostbusters and stuff in the 80s.
But Gremlins isn't even a horror, is it? Oh, Gremlins is horror fantasy.
Yeah, horror fantasy. Yeah. That's about right.
Okay. Okay, but to be fair, the Gremlins scared the shit out of me when I was a kid, so...
It's absolutely a fact. That movie is more scary than it has any right to be.
I know, but how cute are the Furbies? I had a Furby toy. It was, like, my favourite thing ever.
It's kind of like... You know, Doctor Who isn't scary if you've watched any horror. Yeah. But the first time I saw friggin' Empty Child with, like, the gas mask kids, I was like, oh yeah, my goodness, this is horrifying.
That's creepy. There is some creepy shit in Doctor Who. Yeah.
There's one episode for me, which was, like, the first episode I saw of Doctor Who as a kid. I was, like, 9 or something, and I still remember it because it's burned into my skull, is where an old guy invents a machine to young...
Oh, Lazarus.
To de-age, yeah.
Which doctor?
That would have been David Tennant and Martha.
Oh, David Tennant.
Who's the best doctor?
He is the best doctor.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. No, Sandro.
What? Opinion. No, I want to hear it so I can say that it's wrong.
He's a great actor. I just don't think the writing was particularly great for him.
Okay, but he was the best doctor.
But he's the best doctor. So, yeah, he gets de-aged and then turns into a flesh scorpion.
What?
That sucks the fluids out of people.
I have seen all of David's and all of Matt's, but I don't remember that episode. I need to watch it again.
Well, I remember it, and I cannot not remember it because I was traumatized.
I'm pretty sure that there's, like, Lazarus experiment or something. It's called,
the Lazarus experiment, yeah.
Oh, yes. I know. Yeah. The face on the body, that thing.
Yeah, that it, oh, my lord. That the corpses and the flesh skeleton. The flesh
I see it.
Scorpion.
Yeah, that was creepy. And his face is all distorted. What's the word?
Distorted? Yeah.
Distorted? Is that the right word? Yeah.
That scarred me as a child, so that's good.
Yep.
Spooky.
Sorry, completely got sidetracked there, but Doctor Who is a good time.
It is a good time.
I think relatable, like similar sort of themes and stuff to this film.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's relatable. My grandpa turned into a flesh scorpion the other day. It's so relatable.
I mean, it's relatable to this stupid gate movie.
Oh, right.
Not real life.
Well, I mean, don't your old people turn into flesh scorpions that you need to defeat?
It's relatable. Yeah, okay.
Where were we up to? They go down into the basement to get the album, but then the album catches on fire. So they're like, well,
yep.
Can't use the album cover to get rid of the gate. Guess I'll just use a Bible.
I mean, it makes sense. Don't fault their logic.
It makes sense. It's a hell.
Yeah.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Get the old Bible.
It's hell, but it's eldritch gods. It's not Satan.
Mm. No.
No, but, like, what are you gonna do in that situation, Sandro?
I don't know. I would accept that they're going to take over, and I would pledge my allegiance to Beelzebub.
Yeah, this is why you're not the main character. you're one of the evil characters in that film, you know, that jerk neighbor who's like, yes, I play. Are you trying to murder the kids and then you get your comeuppance, you know?
I feel like that sounds like a better movie. Like Sandro, evil, like, yeah.
Evil Sandro, yeah, absolutely.
Right. I mean, if you want to fund it, we could make it.
Okay.
Yeah. You're definitely one of the villains of the film, I think, Sandro, for sure. Yeah. I think you get got by the shotgun.
Yeah, but then I come back in the sequel because I actually, like, body swapped
with
someone.
Yeah, no, you're I think you come back in the film as, like, undead.
Yeah.
You pop back up again.
Anyway, Terry, he's reading the Bible and then he falls into the hole.
Like a complete idiot. I hated this scene because he's told twice.
I hated this part.
To move back from the hole. And he's just like, nah, I'll be fine. Whoa, fell down the hole.
Stupid Terry. Like, it's not that hard to not fall in the frickin' hole. Like, come on.
You were told twice to move back from it.
Yeah. So, yeah, he falls down into the hole, sees all the tiny demons.
One bites him on the neck.
Yep.
Just grab it. Like, I'm sorry. Just grab it and throw it. Like, they're not that big.
I mean, he did to one of them, right?
How many were down there? There was, like, a few, right?
Like 5 or 6, maybe.
I just feel like you can take them. Like, just get up and kick them.
The first one he throws, and then they all start swarming in. And, like, you can start just throwing them, but I feel like that's a losing battle.
Maybe.
Seeing as the gates of hell are open.
He goes to step on one, and it's... like, holding his foot back or something?
Yeah.
So they're, like, little superhuman.
Yeah, I think they're stronger than they look as well. And then he's like, I probably should get out of here. So he starts to climb back up the hole.
He starts to climb. And yeah, not only did we get green screen with him falling down, but we also got super obvious dubbing when he's climbing out. And he's like, I've got to climb out, but his lips aren't moving.
I didn't even notice that. Oh my God.
So then, yeah, he climbs out and then he's like, reading the Bible's not enough. I'm going to throw the whole book into the hole.
Yeah, like they're reading the Bible to close the gates. He misses the last part, so he goes back to read it again, but he's lost his place, so he just starts reading from the beginning, and he's like, ah, fuck this, and he just throws the Bible in, and that apparently seals the gates of hell.
That'll do it.
Which is really funny to me, but anyway.
It was funny.
So they're like, yay, we did it, we solved the problem of hell. They go back inside.
Yeah, all's quiet, all's good now, until they're back in Glenn's room. And then a body falls out of the wall.
That's right.
And then the body comes to life and is like, rah, and they're like, ah!
That's exactly what happened.
Yep, and then they run away. They get the gun, I think.
First, the guy in the wall grabs Terry and pulls him into hell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He pulls him into the wall, and then the wall seals up again.
And then he runs into the sister's room. She's also being threatened by a zombie dude. And so he hits him in the head with a tape player, and then he falls to the ground and turns into those tiny demons, which was a pretty cool effect.
That part was kind of cool. I didn't mind that.
Yeah, I think the effects are pretty good for this film. Like, they hold up reasonably well.
The $6 million budget.
Mm. I'm looking at my notes, and it was at this point I wrote down, Glenn is a very odd name for a kid.
Yeah.
That was the point?
That was the point.
At the 50-minute mark?
Yeah.
No, this is like the hour and 10-minute mark.
It's pretty far in.
Glenn is a shit name for a kid. I've just had the thought. Mid-zombie.
Now, Mel, this scene's pretty cool because the zombie Terry jumps out because they're in the closet trying to get the gun, and then Terry jumps out. Terry is zombified and grabs Glenn's arm, and Al has no weapons nearby, so what does she use to get Terry off Glenn?
Oh, God.
I don't remember this, so you're going to have
to... Hold on, no. Let me remember. What does she use? I don't know. I don't remember this either. I just remember the stabbing of the glass shard, but that's not the...
It's not a glass shard, no. It's the very pointy legs of a Barbie doll.
What?
Oh.
She uses a Barbie doll's legs to stab Terry doll.
I feel like that should be memorable.
And she pulls it up and we just get this Barbie doll with, like, bloody legs.
All right. Oh, that's where the Barbie doll is. Yeah.
I do. Yeah. No, I do remember the Barbie doll now. That would be my weapon of choice.
I would have chosen the gun.
Why does she have a Barbie doll? She's like 16.
I don't know.
Well, I believe they're in the storage at the time because they were rifling through old crap to get the big rocket. They're like, oh, she didn't throw out the big rocket. Yay, look, I've got the big rocket. I'm sure this won't come in to save the day at the very end. And so they get the gun. The zombie man springs out of the closet.
Arrgh!
And they shoot him and it doesn't do anything.
Obviously he's a zombie.
Yep. And then the girl gets got.
She gets dragged to hell.
She gets got good.
And George says, oh man, they've both been taken for human sacrifices. No.
No. And now that, two human sacrifices have been made, the great evil demon can now come out of the hell and into the real world.
The big boy.
Yeah, he was cool.
What does the big boy look like, Mel?
Godzilla.
What?
That's the only thought I had. I was like, that's all I had. Godzilla.
Yeah, that's fair.
What? Yeah, totally agree.
No, Zach, you don't sound like you agree.
What? So no!
Give me a better representation of the big boy, please.
Oh.
Looks like a humanoid Cthulhu man with, like, multiple eyes.
Oh, Cthulhu.
Without the tentacles, though. It's like if Cthulhu had a shave.
It's like if Cthulhu wasn't a squid, which is the entire point of Cthulhu.
It's not the entire point of Cthulhu. Cthulhu is an unfathomable being. The fact that people draw him as the same thing is against the point of the being, because he's unfathomable.
Okay, Mr. Lovecraft fan.
Yeah, Get fucking stabbed on.
Ooh.
Fucking wrecked, bitch.
Yeah, how about you keep being a fan of a very racist author, Zach?
Yes, he was super racist.
Oh, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, he was actually a really bad person.
He was really bad.
Just awful, actually.
Oh my gosh. No, but I think Godzilla, like, Godzilla-esque.
Like, the house has fallen apart, the Godzilla Cthulhu thing comes out of the floor of the house, not out of the hole, but out of the floor of the house, and then has a staring battle with Glenn?
Yeah, and he's kind of, like, looking at him, but then he's trying to, like, move to the side and then look at him again, and, like, nothing's really happening, and I'm like, what's happening here? Like,
I don't know.
It's a bit awkward.
This gave me Stephen King sort of vibes. Like, there was something going on here.
Yeah, like there was a connection between them or something.
Yeah. It was interesting. Like,
it was weird.
Unfortunately, they didn't go into it very much. That was just this weird... It was just a weird scene. But I felt like you could have made something... Like, he was the first human that this elder god had witnessed in, you know, millennium. So the god decided to mark him as the, like, chosen ambassador or something.
You could go that deep. I don't think it's that deep.
No. Again, they didn't do that. But I thought they could have done something cooler with that.
They could have. No, but then he grabs him and, like, yeets him, doesn't he? Didn't he grab him?
Yeah, no, but he marks him. He puts, like, an eye in the center of his hand.
Yeah, that was the glass shard part. That was the scariest part for me, was when he stabbed the bloody eye.
Yeah, he gets an eye in his palm and then, yeah, he stabs his palm.
Stabs his palm eye.
What else are you going to call him now?
No, true. No, that's fair. It's the palm eye, yep.
That's my favourite thing, though. When I go to a pub, I love to order a palm eye.
I literally just thought of that. I was like, don't say that. Don't be lame. But you did it anyway, so it's fine.
So Demon gives him the eye. Gilgari goes outside and...
Okay, we have to come up with the weirdest G names moving forward for Glenn.
Yeah. Gertrude. He goes outside. Well, he doesn't go outside. He looks out the window and he sees... hell exploding out of his backyard and creating, you know, starting to take over the world, you know, that sort of thing. And he's like, why didn't they take me? And, you know, he gets a plan to take down the demon. So to get the demon back, he stabs the eye in his hand, which I thought was quite clever. Because it's obviously the demon's eye.
Yes.
You know, so he's stabbing the demon's eye, which is going to piss it off.
I found that scary. If I was a kid, like, watching that in the movies, that part would have freaked me out.
He goes and grabs the special rocket, you know, the demon killer one.
The demon killing rocket. Oh, but batteries not included.
Yes, that was so funny. It's like, he's ready to launch it and he's like, oh, no, batteries.
I mean, at least it's realistic.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't mind that.
Oh, that was great. Because he grabs his torch and he has to fumble around with it. Then we see these giant ass batteries from 1987 that he has to shove in it. And then, of course, the demon appears and is like, why'd you stab the eye I gave you? I gave that to you in confidence. I thought we were going to be best friends. I can't believe you've done this. And then he shoots a rocket at him and he's like, what? Now you're shooting rockets at me? God damn it, Chad. And then he explodes.
That's pretty much how it went.
Yeah.
After that conversation that they had.
Yeah. And what's it?
Are we looking for a G name?
Yeah, G name.
Jemima.
Jemima, yeah. Jemima goes flying out the house in CGI fashion.
I wanted to mention that. Because, yeah, he kills the demon and then is just yeeted a football field away.
That was the best part.
And the sky goes back to normal. The dog appears.
Told you, the dog's alive. See?
Yay! The dog didn't die.
Very confusing for me. I get sad by pet deaths, so.
Yeah. He's back. Don't worry. But in a week, he dies of old age anyway. So, you know.
He's 93.
Yeah.
He was old.
His sister and his friend are alive as well. The house is completely ruined, though. Like, usually in a movie like this, the house would go back to normal afterwards, but not here.
And one of the kids is like, do you think they'll notice? And the other one goes, nah.
I hate
what
that.
What the fuck do you mean? The house is in ruins.
Do you think they'll notice? No. No, they're as fucking stupid as you, you idiots.
Yeah, no.
Dumbasses.
Like, after this movie, they're definitely getting, like, abducted by the FBI or something and, like, interrogated about everything that has happened.
I hope so. Or, alternatively, they're going to have a montage where they clean up the house and everything's going to be fine.
Everyone's alive, even the dog, and that's the best part, so...
I like to think that the sister's two friends got murdered just off-screen by some,
just by Michael Myers.
Yeah.
But no, they got eaten by the little gremlin things.
Yeah, the one with the stupid fringe, I hope she, got stabbed by Mikey Myers.
Big stab.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is The Gate.
Don't watch it.
Oh.
No, look, it was fine. It was weird, and it was interesting, and I wouldn't ever recommend it.
Wow.
But you laughed a lot, right?
I laughed so much at the horror movie. Yes, I did.
Mm. Cool.
The demon babies were hilarious. I would like a figurine of one in the back of my stream room. I think that'd be cool. But yeah, no, weird movie, but... I don't know, Goonies / Stranger Things / Doctor Who kind of vibes, so...
The way we rate things is, like, is it an oldie or a goodie? Oldie doesn't have to be bad, it's just, like, an old movie. So out of those two, what would you give it?
Oh, it's not a goodie. So oldie, I guess.
Okay.
It's not a goodie for me.
How about you, Zach?
I'm kind of torn, actually, because... It is an old film. We've rated old films before oldies. They're not necessarily bad, but this was also far better than most of the things we've watched this year.
It is.
Like a huge majority.
It somehow is.
Yeah. And I quite liked some of the ideas, but I wish it was a bit more, like, fleshed out somewhat. It was like, I wish this was a Stephen King thing.
Yeah, I just wish it didn't take like an hour to get to the exciting, kind of exciting parts. Like, it just really dragged for the first hour, I say.
Yeah, that's definitely fair. It did waste a lot of time, which could have been used to sort of develop what was happening a bit more and, you know, put cool things in.
Yeah.
Like a Stephen King novel, where he's got like all these detailed things about his universe and other things, whereas this was just like, I don't know, there's a hell. They summon giant...
Let's do some levitating and have a house party and then open the gates to hell and then demon babies will come out and then the dog dies and it's the end.
Yeah.
I think that was a good sum up.
That's pretty good sum up, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like there was things in the movie for the sake of the movie. There wasn't really much else.
I feel like you're going to give it a goodie, right? Right?
I might not. Who's to say, really?
I think you are. I think you fap over this movie. I think you really like it.
Wait, what?
Wow.
What did you just say?
Wow.
You like it.
It's definitely, like, the CGI effects and stuff actually hold up decently well. Not the CGI so much, but more the stop motion and other things.
Yeah.
Like, really good. Especially the demon at the end, I thought was very well done. So I'm torn. I'll probably give it an oldie just because go see other movies instead of this one. Like, there's better movies out there. But I don't think it's a bad movie in itself.
Okay.
That's what I give it.
Well, I loved it. It was so fun.
Yep.
It was so silly. It reminded me of Goosebumps, but grosser.
I just see Goosebumps, actually.
Yeah, maybe just... Oh, actually, no, I tried to rewatch some Goosebumps a few years ago and it was awful, so don't do that.
Was it? Oh, okay.
Really? Yeah, see, I think it was one of those things that you would just enjoy when you're a kid and now you'd watch and be like, what?
Yeah, it didn't hold up too well. I really enjoyed this, though. Yeah, it gave me, like, Steven Spielberg Poltergeist sort of vibes with some stuff.
With some stuff.
With some other stuff and things and other stuffs. And I'm going to give it a goodie. I liked it a lot. I would recommend it to many people, but not Mel.
No, okay. So feel sorry for your friends.
But at the same time, though, like, we've been doing, like, so much garbage horror this year.
Well, yeah. So, like, one little tiny bit of good, you're like, yes, hold on to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, this is definitely one of the far better films that we've watched, so I feel kind of bad for giving it an oldie.
Especially seeing as you gave My Demon Lover a goodie.
Yeah, but I did enjoy My Demon Lover quite a lot.
It was pretty funny.
I'm intrigued by that one.
Yeah, Demon Lover was very funny, whereas this one, it was like... The problem with this film is it could be so much more, and it's what it could be that I am giving it an oldie for.
All right, before we jump into the next few segments, there is actually a sequel to this movie.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
The first one did reasonably well enough.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
In 1990, they made The Gate 2, Trespassers.
I have to leave.
Oh, boy.
But it's also known as Gate 2, Return to the Nightmare.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
It is written and directed by the same people, unlike most horror sequels, so that's already...
Okay.
...putting it slightly above others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
And it stars Terry as the main character.
And we're done.
What happened to Glendale?
I don't know. He died off screen, maybe. The synopsis is, Terry, a teenage sorcerer, summons entities from the other side to grant him wishes. But when one of Satan's minions escapes into the living dimension before the gate closes, all hell breaks loose.
All hell breaks loose, yeah. Eh?
So,
I hated all of that. Everything. As soon as you said Terry was a sorcerer, I was like, no.
Terry was the sorcerer? Oh, no.
Yeah,
that's awful.
I don't know. People don't really like it, but it's out there.
Yeah.
You think?
That makes sense.
Oh, no. Not watching that one.
Well,
you will. I know you will. Hey, are we playing GTA later? Nope. Watching The Gate 2.
I'm watching The Gate 2. I don't have time to hang out with real people. I'm going to watch The Gate 2.
The Gate 2. Definitely worth your time.
Nope.
This next part of the show is where we choose one thing to add to the movie or one thing to remove from the movie just to make it a little bit better. Mel, is there anything you would add or remove to this movie?
I would add... bigger demons.
Ooh.
Oh, like the...
Like a mixed size demons.
Oh, you needed a mid-sized demon.
Yeah, like I think they should have they should be different sizes. I think that would shake it up a bit. They just weren't scary. They just weren't threatening enough.
There was little ones and then there was the big ones. So you needed some medium-sized ones in there.
Yeah,
well.
There was the big boy and then there was the tiny ones. They need, like, different sizes of little ones, I think.
I'm going to isolate that audio.
Wait, what did I say?
Oh, boy. Wow.
What did I say? Oh, God damn it, Sandra. Hey.
Yeah. I need some big, thick old demons.
So I would add, different size demon baby things.
Yeah.
And then take away the movie. From the cinemas in 1987 and play a different version of Michael Myers or something.
Gotcha.
Okay, cool. No, serious answer. I would take away... what I wouldn't take away was that chick's fringe. That was great. Would take away... I want to take away.
I'd add more of that fringe, to be honest. Have all the characters with that fringe.
Yeah. I don't know, actually. I don't know what I would take away. I don't have it. I don't have the answer.
Zach, what do you got?
Yeah, I'll do what I said before, which is I want to get rid of the whole first part of the film that dragged on for ages, you know, all this nonsense, and start adding in a bit more lore for these monster things, you know? Maybe add a few different types of demons, you know? A few more types of demons instead of little ones and one big eldritch god. You could have a few medium-sized demons and maybe, like, start off with some more of the rock music to explain it all, you know? Have like, instead of just one album, they have, like, several albums.
Okay.
And each of them explain different parts of the, like, demon society or something, you know?
But there's also one album where they try to go pop and everyone hates it.
Yeah. That's the one that isn't about demons is them genuinely trying to make some music and everyone just hates that one. And so they go back to just worshipping demons.
Yeah.
And then they show up at the end to play their rock song.
And they're played by Keanu Reeves and the other guy from Bill and Ted.
Yep.
I love that. I think this movie sounds better already. They should take out the fucking levitating too. Like, why? That's stupid.
Yeah, it didn't matter. Yeah.
I'm going to add, a flashback with the band was actually what I was going to add.
What do you mean a flashback? Who's flashbacking right now?
Or maybe like, because the movie really does just start. It just jumps right into it. Maybe there's like a cold opening where we see the band on tour, like on the plane or something, and then they get swarmed by the tiny demons and crash or something.
Yeah, they die. And then we cut to the family. Yeah, yeah, okay. I see.
But yeah, just add some stuff with the band. And then I'm going to remove all of the awful homophobic slurs and also the racism towards the Native Americans that was in this movie for no reason. Just get rid of that.
That's a great one. There was a lot of disgusting lack language. Like, why? Come on.
Get rid of all that.
Get rid of that. That's a good one.
All right, checklist. This is a list of tropes we've been adding to throughout the year of films and stuff. I've been saying that a lot. Of just different tropes from the year that we've noticed. We're going to go through them and see how well this one ranks up. I think it's going to do very well, actually. The first trope that that we have noticed throughout 1987 so far, Mel, is a lot of the movies are bad porridge. Would you say this movie is bad porridge?
What does that mean?
Yeah, well, is it good porridge?
Is this movie good porridge?
It's porridge. It's not good porridge. It's not bad porridge.
I think this is terrible porridge.
Yeah.
How are you going to eat a demon?
Wait, what do you mean? I don't get the reference to the porridge.
You shouldn't eat demons. They'd make awful porridge.
Yeah, there's a dead dog. I don't want dead dog in my porridge.
Oh, dead dog porridge. Get that out of here.
I'm so confused by the porridge.
The next trope, were the characters dumb?
Yes.
Yep.
Incredibly so.
Was the bad guy from a foreign country? Yeah, it was from hell.
Yeah, that's pretty foreign.
Yep. That's pretty far, quite foreign.
Did all the good guys live? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep, no one dies.
Yep. They literally all resurrected at the end.
Good guy sacrifices themselves. Yes, the sister sacrifices herself to save her bro. Is there a generator power outage? Yes, there is. All the power in the house goes out. This is getting all of them so far. Does the female lead fall in love with the male lead? No, because the female lead was the sister. And that would be weird.
That would be weird.
Were there dead animals in the movie? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Is it a ripoff of other famous movies? Probably. I mean, Poltergeist. I don't know if that was before or after this, though.
Yeah, that's just the genre, though. I don't feel like it actually ripped off any...
Probably not.
I'm going to give it a pass on that one.
Vehicle breaks down or crashes. Yep, the plane crashed and killed the band.
Yep, that's a fact.
Was there slow motion in this movie?
No.
Wow, it doesn't get that one. Interesting. Song with the title of the movie in it.
No.
Was there noticeable green screen? Yes, there was when he was falling down the hole. Noticeable dubbing when he was climbing out of the hole. Was anyone knocked in the head and falling unconscious? I think there were a few times when that happened.
Just a lot of falling over, but...
Yeah.
Maybe not that one. And it doesn't get narration either. So pretty tropey, but not super tropey.
Yeah, got all the first ones and then none of the second ones.
And kind of dropped off. Speaking of dropping off, Zach...
I don't know how to segue after that. That was... What am I dropping here? Am I dropping the next part of the show, which is raving reviews? This is the part of the show where I get reviews from the only place that exists on the internet to get reviews from, Rotten Tomatoes, which just so happens to also have the audience part, which is far better than the critics because everyone knows the critics are wrong. This week, obviously, it's Versus because we've got a guest on. So...
We've got a guest on?
Yeah. Sandro, you're here this week, so you get to...
This is my show, bitches.
I'm going to read out a review. You've got to guess the score. The scores are between 0.5 and 5. So it could be like 2.5, 1.5, 1, 4, whatever, you know? You've just got to guess it. Whoever guesses the most wins. If none of you guess any of them, that's likely. So, the first review... They had no username, which was unfortunate for the first one, but...
Anonymous.
Yes, it's from an anonymous.
Anonymous.
They say, not terrible, not very good.
No.
Is that it? Was
that was the review. Yep.
That's my review. If posted that one yesterday.
Exactly. There you go. So, Sandro, what do you think they rated it?
2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. Okay.
What'd they say? Not terrible.
Not terrible. Not very good.
Yeah, I'm going to... What did you say, Sandro? 2?
I said 2, yeah.
I'm going to say 2.5.
2.5? Ooh, unfortunately, it was 2.
What?
It was 2 out of 5. So Sandro, starting off strong with a 3 point for him.
I may as well just give up now.
No, don't worry. There's plenty of other chances for you to mess this up. So Mike, my good friend Mike, he says, love this movie. Haven't seen it since I was a kid.
Well, Mike's given it a 4.5.
4.5. Ooh, yeah. That's a pretty strong guess.
I'm going to go 3.5.
You guys with your 0.5s, it was actually 4.
Oh.
It was 4. It was right in the middle of you guys. So you guys had the right idea, but...
Yeah, I didn't think he could give it a 5. Like, come on, Mike. But I thought it would be almost a 5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you were very close. You both of you were a 0.5 off. You were so close.
Yeah.
We have Dieslid, who says, not much to like about this dumb kids movie.
Well, that's it.
These are all my reviews. I'm going to say 2.
2. I might go 1.5.
It's actually a 1 out of 5.
Oh, no.
We have Kaiju. He says, stupid movie. But if you turn off your brain for a while and just watch it, you'll have lots of fun.
2.5. Oh, no, 3. I'm going to go 3.
I'm going to go 4.
Ooh, guys, it was 3.5.
Oh, God.
Right
damn
down
it.
The middle again. Ah, you guys are just going either side. Here, I've got a good one for you guys, because it's my favorite segment of the show, which is my review method is better than yours.
Oh, no.
So Miles says, fun, creepy horror film. It looks like a bit of a kid's film, but it's not. Great claymation. 7.3 out of 10.
Oh, no.
Who said that?
Miles. Miles said that.
Miles is dumb.
7.3 out of 10.
7.3.
Oh, he gave his own review in... Okay, Miles, it's out of 5, dumbass.
Yeah,
Jesus.
No. But this is my favorite part, because people love to put their own different rating system in their reviews.
7.3. What's the 0.3?
Yeah, like, the claymation.
Oh, yeah. The claymation. Okay. Well, I'm going to say, since he gave it a 7.3, I'm going to say he gave it a 4.
Oh.
A 4. Okay.
I'm going to go for a 350 on that one.
350?
Yeah.
That's not a rating they can give.
$3.50.
$3.50.
Is that a 3? Is that a 3.5?
It's a 3.5, dummy.
Yeah, come on. So you're giving it a 3. Okay.
Nah, 350.
It's not 3.5.
It's 3.5. Hey. Sandra gets the point.
I'm done. I'm not good at this.
You have 2 more questions. You can bring this back.
Okay, I have to win this.
Orslock says, cheesy horror and nostalgia cult appeal.
I'm sorry, what was that? Nostalgia cult, what?
Nostalgia cult appeal.
I don't know what that means, but...
He's like written part of nostalgia and then replaced it with cult appeal.
Nostalgic cult appeal. Cheesy horror. Mm.
With 2 exclamation marks.
Oh.
Oh.
3.5.
All right.
You're going to go 3.5. I'm going to go for the 3 then. I'm going to snatch up that 3.
If that's a 3, I'm ending the call.
Well, I've got good news and bad news, because it's not a 3. I can guarantee you that. But it's also not a 3.5. It's 2.5.
Oh.
I'm closer. I get a point. That's not how it works.
Yeah, well, that's not it.
But it can be for the last one if we want. And I'll give you this. I'll make it double points.
Double points for the last one.
Okay. Right.
Double points. And whoever gets closer... wins the points.
Okay, is there a prize?
So this is to tie it up.
Why am I even here? I thought there would be a prize.
Daniel says, for double points, always thought metal music carried hidden messages. Sinister stuff.
No. Okay. I mean, good point. What's his name? What's the reviewer?
Daniel.
Daniel?
Always thought metal music carried hidden messages.
Yeah, well, not demonic fucking Satan messages, but anyways, that bring little baby demons out of the ground, but that's fine. Yep. Daniel, okay, so...
I'm going to get Sandro to guess this one first.
Okay, okay.
Oh, well, I think Pastor Daniel gave this a 2? I don't know. I'm going to go negative. I'm going
to
say 2.
Yeah, it's hard to tell because it's like, what do you mean? Like, is that a good... Did you like it? Like, did you like that there was hidden messages? Okay, you know what? I'm going to give it a 3.
You're going to give it a 3? Well, I have good news and bad news.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Because it's not a 3.
Okay.
It's actually a 2 out of 5.
Oh, fuck you, Sandro.
Yay.
Woo! So, yeah, you didn't get a single point, so that is a bit unfortunate.
Just a bit. Sorry, I'm not a pro at guessing reviews.
You should have just gone with your heart and rated this movie garbage.
I did. Don't worry, I'm going to go put a review in there now. Don't waste your goddamn time.
Well, now I feel weird saying thank you for joining us, Mel.
Thank you for getting destroyed, Mel. Hey.
Not in a good way. That's all right.
Oh.
There were no big holes, no mega snakes. It just sucked.
No gaping holes. No holes being filled. That's fine.
If people want to watch your streams, where can they do that? What sort of stuff do you play usually? Tell us everything.
Twitch.tv/MelissaMayPlays. Don't Google it because you will find a porn star. It's not me. I stream horror games. That's really it. I mean, I stream variety, but mainly horror, games, indie horror games. Love the Resi series. Gonna be streaming Resi 8 in a few hours, so...
Yeah, now we're recording this, like, a little over a week, of its release, but you'll probably still be playing Resi 8.
Probably, well. Yeah. Or some other shit horror game that makes me want to cry.
Or Alien Isolation.
Oh, for the 100th time, yeah.
All right, there's links in the description. Check that out. You're like Melissa May Plays on like everything as well, like Instagram and Twitter, right?
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
Cool, that's all there.
And Pornhub. No, it's really quite graphic as well. So, yeah. No, Google it for fun. It's a fun time.
Sorry, what am I Googling?
No, nothing. I might rebrand, not sure yet.
Well, yeah, all the links to that in the description, as well as links to our Facebook, our Instagram, our emails, oldiebuddygoodiepod@gmail.com if you want to get in touch, our YouTubes when I eventually remember to upload them. That'll all be there. As always, if you do want to help out the show, number one way to do it is just tell a friend. Just be like, hey, friend, do you like big gaping holes in your backyard?
Oh, no.
Well, I've got a podcast to fill your holes. Your ear holes.
Oh.
With great voices and content.
Yay.
About movies that are not great.
And if you want more content about movies that are awful, patreon.com/oldiebuddygoodiepod. Yeah, Mortal Kombat this month. We're doing Mortal Kombat Annihilation later on this week, which is going to be awful. Looking forward to it. No, I'm not. That'll be there in the Bad Porridge Club. So join if you want.
It's not the gate. That's all you have to go. That's all you have to go with, like, moving forward. It's not the gate.
Zach.
Yep.
It's time for you to pick next week's episode. You got 4 options.
Are you?
Number one option is Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Oh!
Yeah, Eddie Murphy returns to Beverly Hills to stop some robberies and also be a funny guy.
Yeah, that first movie was really good. So, might think about doing that one. Mm.
Yeah, we did a full 2 hours on that first movie.
Yeah, because it was really good. That's actually a genuinely good movie that you should check out.
Your other option is The Chipmunk Adventure.
Go that one.
Which is Alvin and the Chipmunks going on a hot air balloon.
Pass, hard pass, hard pass. Nope.
You've got Ernest Goes to Camp, which is an entry into the Ernest franchise. It's about a guy called Ernest who has to take care of a bunch of child criminals at a camp. But then he has to save the camp from land developers?
Great.
It's like a comedy franchise from the 80s.
Moving on to the next one.
And then your final option is called Master Blaster.
That one. Do that one.
What?
A paintball tournament turns deadly when someone starts using real bullets. This is the only information I've got.
Oh my god. That one.
I really wanted to do the Eddie Murphy again, because that one was really good.
kidding. That's not an option. Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Nope. I'm going to do Beverly Hills Cop 2. Yep.
Beverly Hills Cop 2 next week. We wrap up the show with our favorite quote from the movie we just watched.
The nose sucking one.
Suck my nose till my face caves in, I believe is that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
My favorite is, hey, somebody get this dog a beer.
I forgot to mention mine during the synopsis, but just after the levitation scene where she drops the kid, someone's like, oh, you broke your concentration. And her response is, no, I didn't break my concentration. I broke my fingernail.
Oh my god, that's dumb.
Yeah, that was so bad.
I remember that one. That was awful.
Such a good quote.
Such a good quote. Oh my god, what a movie.
Such a good film.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.